That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 WCBE and 106.3 FM in Newark. We're happy to have Lydia Loveless and her band back in Studio A. Lots of great stuff going on. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you and lots to talk about today and all that's been going on with this new release that just came out on the 18th. And we'll talk and get things going with a song first. Lydia Loveless, live from Studio A. What's this first one you're going
to
do?
This one's To Love Somebody.
All right. Here we go.
They'll be around
Lydia Lovelace, live from Studio A, to Love Somebody, and it's off her brand new release, Somewhere Else, and getting so much recognition from NPR, of course, and the First Listen, the songs you can't stop playing, and then there's Rolling Stone, you know, look out for Lydia, and Spit. I mean, the list goes on, so that's just amazing. You must be pretty excited.
Yeah,
well, because that's probably stuff you were looking at before it happened to you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty nutty. So tell us, and this latest release, there was a whole slew of songs before this album that you just had to pitch because
it wasn't
working.
Yeah, they weren't very good. I had to spring clean in my brain, so that's kind of the purpose of that first batch of songs that I had, I guess.
Are they going to, like, in a vault somewhere, or they're never going to happen?
Yeah, there's some demos on my computer that I hope will never reach anyone but mine ears.
Well, tell us about recording. It happened pretty quick with the band, and where was it? Was it here or was it down in
Nashville? Yeah, it was at Sonic Lounge again, where we did the one before, Indestructible Machine. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
And took just how many days?
I don't know, guys. What I mean, as far as basic tracks, like, we usually do like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. So, but you guys have been playing some of these songs for a while. You've been on the road and kind of, you know, had some time to work on those and then put them down. And then you had some extra time to do the cover that you chose. Tell us about that.
That was sort of like, well, we've got a couple hours left, so we might as well learn this song. I don't know. I just really like that song. That seemed like an uplifting way to end what for me was kind of a dark, depressing set of songs. So to wrap it all up, we did a nice, light, cheery cover.
Well, it's great. The album is just awesome. It's hard to pick. Some we can't play here on NPR, but still love them. That's for sure.
Awesome.
It's Lydia Lovelace live from Studio A with Todd May, Ben Lamb, and Nick. Right?
Yes.
Nick German. And it's the band will perform on Saturday for the CD release show here in Columbus over at the Rumba Cafe. Swimsuit Edition also perform. We'll do a ticket giveaway still to come for that event on Saturday. And then, well, they've got a few shows this week, and then they're headed back out for some time. We'll talk more about that and a little bit of the beginnings for Lydia Lovelace after this next song.
Yeah, this one's called Wine Lips. It's the one of the few we can play on the radio.
Counter.
Loveless live from Studio A, Wine Lips. It's off her new release, Somewhere Else. It's her second release for the Chicago-based Bloodshot Records and home to many great artists, and which you'll hear from time to time on CBE. And then she also did the Boy Crazy EP before this and then started off with her self-titled release a few years back. But music started for you at a young age. You're just 23, maybe? 23, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 23 now.
And, but started out in the clubs early, at 15 or so.
Yeah, I was like 13, I think, when I was playing in my first band. So I started doing this when I was 15.
Yeah.
And so it's been a long road.
Well, you've got a long ways to go, right? You're just getting started. Well, yeah. No, she's been at it for quite some time, and it just gets better and better. It's Somewhere Else, her latest release. And well, all your family are musicians, and your dad owned a club that you probably saw musicians perform there, too,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I was really young, but, yeah, definitely saw some bands hanging around the house.
So the punk style was your thing growing up?
Yeah, I mean, my mom was into old punk rock, and there was, of course, that horrible wave of, like, pop punk bands when I was, like, 14 that I really got into, and then one day I had a realization that it was terrible, so I started trying to find the actual good stuff. So.
And picking up the guitar for the first time for you, when was that?
I was probably really young. I kind of put it away for a while because I was terrible. I wouldn't say I really started getting into it until I was like 14, probably.
Well, it's so much fun. So much fun to have you guys back. And, well, there's a video, too, I think you guys did down in Nashville or worked on that. What was the video? Did you work on a video? Or what was I seeing? There were some photo packages.
We've done several
But the latest
shoots.
One I saw on Facebook.
The latest one was with, what is it, Columbus Indie Music? Yeah, we did a shoot, I think, like last month.
Looks
so that's going to be out, I think, in a couple weeks.
Nice. And the artwork's so cool on here. It's
thank you.
Like, who worked with you
on
that?
Yeah, that was a design company called Black Letter. Mm-hmm. They're really cool guys. Just lots of sitting around drinking whiskey and taking pictures. It was really fun.
It looks great. Well, you guys, it's such a pleasure to have you back. It's an amazing new release that you all are a part of, and it's really... We're happy for you, everything that's going on with you guys. And, yeah, they're headed out on the road. Well, a few shows before they take off out west. The CD release show is on Saturday, March 1st, over at the Rumba Cafe with Swimsuit Edition. And we'll do a ticket giveaway after this song. So take a listen here to this last one you're going to do. Thank you, Todd and Ben and Nick, for playing for us today, too. Thanks, Lydia.
Thanks. This one's called Falling Out of Love.
And the hell you put me in. tune.